Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golcher dictating an endoscopy report on patient Alexander Koskin, date of birth 10/16/1998, date of procedure April 11, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Golcher, do. Referring physician is self referred. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is heartburn, comma, abdominal pain, comma, nausea and vomiting, comma, diarrhea. Description, procedure performed, consent with pain, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, while explaining the patient, period, the patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period, a well-lubricated limbus video, gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and man's direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, retroflex is obtained at the cardia, air resection from the stem before withdrawal is appropriate. The patient tried the procedure well overall. However, there were issues with airway difficulties. And overall, the procedure did not have any complications, period. Findings, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable, comma, however, a quick evaluation was performed of the proximal esophagus due to airway difficulties and combativeness during the procedure, as the procedure was terminated prior to inspection of the proximal esophagus thoroughly, period. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 41 centimeters. Sorry, the Z-line was mildly irregular at 41 centimeters from the site block with evidence of the late grade A ulcerative esophagitis, comma. Biopsies were obtained for their evaluation. And histology, next line. There was a 4-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema. Comma, biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was a diminutive gastric body, gastric fundus polyp and cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2. Comma, biopsies were obtained for evaluation for celiac disease. Next line, the ampulla appeared normal. The ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line. Plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend daily PPI therapy for 8 weeks. Next line. Would recommend reevaluation with endoscopy in a hospital setting for better airway control. Next line. Recommend avoidance of NSAIDs and reflux precautions were explained. Next line. Follow-up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.